As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday, May the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where we stir up all kinds of philosophically radical soup. But yet, freedom here is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of the day's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast, area code 512-904-8014 for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, again, 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVLhost, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, the big mo to me, 65647. Again, that Post Office box number is 96. P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All the contact information and the show archives are available at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. This morning, BP, PLC, Gulf oil spill, that all remains in the top of the news basket. We're looking at BP, the Transocean, Halliburton, Cameron, Kensalzar, Earth Day. All of these are starting to emerge as part of the story. They're on my radar, and that's for sure. Gold breaks above 1,190. We'll go there in a moment. Crude oil retreats to $85 a barrel. All that in the economic report. If we have time in the second hour of today, although I just have an absolutely burgeoning full browser here of information to go through with you, things I've found this morning in regards to this BP Gulf oil spill. But if we have time, we'll go back and visit once again with Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, Evolution Revolution, and Aldous Huxley, and go into that new sphere, that sphere of the mind that surrounds the planet Earth. But let's go into the market report for Tuesday, May the 4th, 2010, out of New York City, active trading, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading up $8.50 at 1,190.80. That's right. $1,190.80. Silver off 9 cents, trades at $18.71 a troy ounce. Platinum loses $8 in early trading, trades at $1,713. And palladium slapped upside the head with a big licking stick, down $7 at $533 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,176 for a low, $1,193.30 for a high. That's pretty good news. At $1,090.80, your gold is up year to year, $287.80 an ounce for a 31.86% return on your investment. We'll be right back with so much more after these words from our sponsor.
TeamSpeak.com. NCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 4th, 2010, two-hour edition of the Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. If you're listening this morning on terrestrial radio and you only catch one or the other of the 2 hours of the day's broadcast, you can always pick up the rest of the story from the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Just visit, click on Show Archives. You'll see about third down in the list there, Become Vocal Local. Click on that and voila, an entire year's worth of broadcasting will open up before your eyes. And so please do avail yourself of that service. The Oracle Broadcasting team does yeoman's work to provide that no-charge archive to you. If you want it in red-hot, super stereo, high-bit speed and all that other technical jargon I don't know anything about, well, sign up to become an Oracle member. $12, I think it is, and you'll have the most high-fidangle, high-quality stereo CD. Oh, my. What an incredible thing. Anyway, and if you're on the other side of that coin and you're not on the internet, you are listening to radio the old-fashioned way, my old favorite analog radio, well, there's another way that you can get access to those archives as well. You can simply send an email. That means you've got to go find somebody that's got an email basket. Send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. That's show.archive@gmail.com. One of our listeners who's archived on a DVD disc in MP3 data format, an entire year's worth of broadcasting for your listening pleasure and research use. you can get a send him an email and say, hey, Fritz, tell me how I can get a copy of that DVD disc, and he'll send you back the information to do that. He's a real good listener and a contributor to this broadcast, and so you can support his efforts by getting in touch with him. Again, that's show.archive@gmail.com. Let's go back into that market report and close it out for today, Tuesday, once again, May the 4th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, finds gold up, Yahoo! Up $8.50, closing in on that $1,200 mark again, $1,190.80 an ounce. Silver off 9 cents at $18.71 an ounce. Platinum down 8 bucks at $17.13. Palladium off 7 at $533 a troy ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,185.25, and gold said, see ya, and went straight up. Anywho, the SPDR gold shares this morning remains unchanged at 1,159 tons of gold, ostensibly for a $43.92 billion value in New York City, I guess. Anyway, $43.92 billion of gold in one deep pocket. Keep your eyes on the spider on the corner of the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 143 at 11,152. The NASDAQ closed up 38 at 2,499. And the S&P 500 closed up 16 at 1202. Crude oil this morning down $1.22, yet still way too high at $84.97 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. Running at $85 a barrel. Will it go to 100 this year? It is possible, but it's certainly going to keep driving up the cost of motating about America during the summer driving season. So be advised. Be advised. And as I suggested yesterday, if you have the wherewithal, and you might want to check around and see if you do, you can buy tanks that'll hold 300, sometimes 600 gallons. I don't know whether you can put it in a residential neighborhood, but certainly in rural country, get yourself a tank of diesel fuel for your tractor or your van or whatever it is that you're running, and or the same for gasoline. You can store gasoline on your property, and you can hedge against an increase in the cost of fuel in the wake, if you will, of this BP oil spill. U.S. dollar index this morning, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies, moves up 0.52 or 52 basis points at 82.87, which severely impacted the Forex this morning. We've got the Canadian dollar moving down 81 basis points, trading now at 98 cents U.S. It was at parity last week. The Mexican peso moves down 77 basis points, yet still trades on the bright side of 8 cents. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning, excuse me, moves down 1.02%, trades at $1.31 U.S. The British pound off 47 basis points, 0.47, about a half a percentile there, trades at $1.52. And the Swiss franc down 89 basis points, 0.89, almost a full percentage point, trades at 91 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond yielded indebtedness, yielding 0.94%, again, well below the 1% we've seen in the last 30 days. The 10-year is at 3.61, and the 30-year bonds are yielding 4.46. All those bonds are about $100 a pop if you want any of those. The mortgages this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage and the 30-year fixed mortgage moved down. The 15 moves down from 4.56, reversing its upward trend this last few months, moving down from 4.56 to 4.37. And in the 30-year fixed mortgage, it moves down from 5.23 a month ago to 5.11. Will we start a trend in the downward direction? I don't know. I just follow it. I report, you decide. Isn't that something else to television? I don't know where I heard that. Anywho, let's go back into the news basket here. Excuse me again. Sometimes the excitement of getting started in the morning just brings up everything I swallowed yesterday. Yeah, here we are. Open up a browser on my browser. This is going to be very interesting. This is, again, we're looking at probably one of the biggest environmental catastrophes, I guess would be a way of saying it, catastrophism, I hate to go there, cat bonds and all of that, but that's all on the plate, guarantee you. But this is a big issue. This is a big problem. It's a big problem for the oil industry. It's a big problem for the people that are involved in trying to gain some kind of freedom, if you will, from the influence of OPEC and foreign dependence upon foreign oil. This is the kind of stuff that keeps the people of the United States in bondage. But it has a long and sordid history. Let's go back into this article. This is a reference document. This is a PDF document I just stumbled upon this morning by Clark, Casey Clark and Jeffrey J. Hemphill. It's from the it's in regards to the Santa Barbara oil spill, a retrospective yearbook of the Association of Pacific Coast Geographers, and their editor was Derek Danta, the University of Hawaii Press, volume 64, pages 157 through 162. And the title of this article is The Santa Barbara Oil Spill, a Retrospective. So we've got Keith C. Clark, the professor and chair, Jeffrey Hemphill, a graduate student, Department of Geography, University of California, Santa Barbara, California. The author can be reached at kcclark@geog.ucsb.edu. Again, that's kcclark@geog.ucsb.edu. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, I got to give a tip of the hat to Doug Owen and Michael Vail and Blacklisted News and Blacklisted News Radio and also Robbie Noel for bringing to my attention this missing link. It's something that just went right over my head, certainly shouldn't have, I suppose. This idea that there might be some relationship between Earth Day and the events that transpired down in the Gulf of Mexico. And certainly there's tracks that are as big as you could drive a Caterpillar tractor on it, or no problem. You could drive a Maserati on this one. But again, if you want to find this article, you would type in the Santa Barbara oil spill into your browser. I came into it a different way, but it should be there for you. You might type in Earth Day oil spill, Earth Day oil spill Santa Barbara. And that would bring it up for you as well. Here's the article. It's a four-page PDF. I'm going to share it with you. It's worth taking a moment to do so. The year was 1969, a momentous year for the nation and the world. So you can see we're going back a ways. We're going back 40 years here. Very important. At the movie theater, Easy Rider and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were playing. I saw both of those movies, by the way. A new generation converged on Yasker's Farm in New York for Woodstock. Yeah, that was the original one. Jimi Hendrix and all the folks there. From the moon, we heard Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. There's a hoax for you. In the fall, the amazing Mets won the World Series in Vietnam. The war raged on. My brother was there at the time. Early in that same year, a new attitude was toward the environment was born in Santa Barbara, California. A new attitude toward the environment was born in Santa Barbara, California. I don't know. For those of you that have listened to this broadcast for any length of time at all, you know that I have referred it numerous times in the past to the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, held in Princeton, New Jersey in 1955, a copy of which I have here, well over 1,000-page tome. Let's see how many pages this one actually has, 1,194 pages. And I've read this thing several times through, and many of the articles numerous times through, so I can tell you that it was not in 1969 that a new attitude toward the environment was born, but it was in 1959 at this symposium in Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth that much of what has become the Green Agenda and the Sustainable Development Movement and the Gaia worship and all of that was basically set into motion. So it's much older than 1969, but this was happening on the streets of California, and we'll continue the article. Again, early in that same year, a new attitude toward the environment was born in Santa Barbara, California. At 10:45 a.m. on Tuesday morning, January the 28th, 1969, about 5 miles off the coast from the aptly named small coastal community of Summerland, all hell broke loose. Like most catastrophes, there was not one point of failure, but many acting in concert. Listen carefully for similarities. The problems began on an offshore drilling rig operated by Union Oil called Platform Alpha, where pipe was being extracted from a 3,500-foot deep well. The pressure difference created by the extraction of the pipe was not sufficiently compensated for by the pumping of drilling mud back down the well, which caused a disastrous pressure increase. As the pressure built up and started to strain the casing on the upper part of the well, an emergency attempt was made to cap it, but this action only succeeded in further increasing the pressure inside the well. The consequence was that under extreme pressure, a burst of natural gas blew out all of the drilling mud, split the casing, and caused cracks to form in the seafloor surrounding the well. A simple solution to the problem was now impossible. Due to the immense pressure involved and the large volume of oil and natural gas being released, a blowout occurred, and the 1969 Santa Barbara oil spill was underway. For those of you that are interested, find this article for yourselves and just lay this side by side with what has just transpired in the Gulf. Continuing here, they've got some interesting photographs as well in this PDF file. But in retrospect, the authors continue, on page 2 of the document, the simplified cause of the blowout was an industrial accident. Yet, how the accident precipitated the events that followed was far from simple. Union Oil, now Unocal, had been granted a waiver by the United States Geological Survey that allowed them to use a shorter casing on the pipe than federal standards prescribe. Now, later in this broadcast, we're going to find something very similar happening with a Cameron blow-off protection valve, Ken Salazar, and the whole federal government being perhaps complicit in what's going on down in the Gulf. Continuing... A casing is a reinforced element of the well that is supposed to prevent blowouts, even though the well itself was capped. The fragmentation of the wellhead produced a disaster. Oil and natural gas boiled to the ocean surface in the vicinity of the oil platform for 11 days. We're well past that now in the Gulf. While increasingly desperate attempts were made to contain and stop the spill. The techniques, equipment, and resources necessary to combat an oil spill of this magnitude did not exist at the time. Much the same that we're hearing about today down south. On the 11th day, chemical mud was successfully used to seal the cracks in the sea floor, but only after approximately 3 million gallons of oil had escaped. The wind, ocean currents, tides, and waves dispersed the spill into the pristine and biologically diverse waters of the Santa Barbara Channel and coated the shoreline. Sound familiar? Happening today in the Gulf of Mexico, Platform Alpha is one of several drilling rigs that extract oil from an oil-rich geologic structure called the Venture Avenue Anticline that traverses the Santa Barbara Channel. There are vast quantities of oil beneath the ocean floor in the Santa Barbara Channel. In fact, it was in this area where the world's first offshore drilling took place from a pier at the turn of the 20th century. Today, as one drives from Ventura to Santa Barbara along California Highway 101 along the roadside is a small seaside town called La Conquita. Known for a famous landslide that occurred in 1995. It is possible to look out and see a row of active drilling platforms. This linear arrangement reflects the trajectory of the Ventura Avenue anticline, which comes onshore at La Conquita. Along this feature sits Platform Alpha. From this point, the oil spread primarily west toward the Santa Barbara coastline. 800 square miles of ocean were impacted, and 35 miles of coastline were coated with oil up to 6 inches thick. The oil muted the sound of the waves on the beach, and the odor of petroleum was inescapable. The ecological impact was catastrophic. Rescuers counted 3,600 dead ocean-feeding seabirds and a large number of poisoned seals and dolphins and removed them from the shoreline. The spilled oil killed innumerable fish and intertidal invertebrates, devastated kelp forest, and displaced many populations of endangered birds. The article continues on page 3. The cleanup effort began almost immediately with significant active participation from the local community. Familiar?
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, traveling back in time to 1969, Santa Barbara oil spill, the beginning of what has become now the modern environmental movement. Let's find out just a little bit more from this article. Here we are on page 3. The cleanup effort began almost immediately, with significant active participation from the local community. And we can hear that coming out of the Gulf states today. The damage was so intense and extensive that people of all age groups and political persuasions felt compelled to help in every way they could. On the beaches, piles of straw were used to absorb oil that washed up on the shores. Contaminated beach sand was bulldozed into piles and trucked away. Skimmer ships gathered oil from the Ocean Service, and volunteers rescued and cleaned tarred seabirds, at a series of hastily set up animal rescue stations, one of which was located at the Santa Barbara Zoo. While the popular backlash against the oil companies involved grew, the public discussion was to have long-term consequences for the nation started in earnest. For example, president of Union Oil Company Fred L. Hartley said these words. He says, "I don't like to call it a disaster because there has been no loss of human life. I'm amazed at the publicity for the loss of a few birds." Santa Barbara News Press editor Thomas Stork wrote, quote, "Never in my long lifetime have I ever seen such an aroused populace at the grassroots level." This oil pollution has done something I have never seen it before in Santa Barbara. It has united citizens of all political persuasions in a truly nonpartisan cause. President Richard Nixon said this. It is sad that it was necessary that Santa Barbara should be the example that had to bring it to the attention of the American people. The Santa Barbara incident has frankly touched the conscience of the American people. Nature writer John McKinney wrote these words. I had been impressed by the way energetic college students, shopkeepers, surfers, parents with their kids all joined the beach cleanup. I saw a Montecito society matron transporting oily birds in her Mercedes-Benz. Into the fray came the Honorable Walter J. Hickel. Some of you remember Wally, the brand new United States Secretary of the Interior, as overseer of the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey, nominally responsible for the waiver obtained by Union Oil for the shorter casing. Shall I say that for you once again? Nominally responsible for the waiver obtained by Union Oil. Keep that in your mind as we move towards Ken Salazar later on here in this morning's broadcast. But for the shorter casing implicated in the disaster, Hickel's story is told elsewhere, but his acceptance of responsibility was the start of a long chain of federal concessions admitting that it was at fault to some degree. In other words, they're shifting the burden from Unocal to the federal government, much as the way we will shift the burden from British Petroleum, Halliburton, Transocean, and Cameron to the federal government and you, the taxpayers. That's my prediction. First, Secretary of the Interior Hickel and later President Nixon personally viewed the damage. Well, we just saw Ken Salazar and Janet Napolitano and Barry the Usurper personally viewing the damage. This experience undoubtedly influenced their opinions regarding the current concerns being expressed by the people of Santa Barbara who were affected by the spill and the newly emerging environmentally conscious political movement. Underscore that. In a White House report a full 17 years later, it was stated that, quote, the federal government had largely ignored the need to protect commercial, recreational, aesthetic, and ecological values of the area, close quote. Would you like to go up at the White House briefing room this morning and find similar words being penned? The White House Council on Environmental Quality wrote that in 1996. With the damage caused by the oil spill, the threshold had been crossed, and never again would environmental costs be seen in the same light. Page 4. The last page. The tangible long-term outcomes that were the direct result of a consequence of the oil spill included at least the following. Take note. A broad environmental grassroots movement was founded leading to the first Earth Day in November of 1969. Get Oil Out, GOO, G-O-O, Get Oil Out, collected 100,000 signatures for a petition to ban offshore drilling. You see how that's going to impact us today? I read an article like that off Bloomberg this morning. The Environmental Defense Center was founded, and the first environmental studies program was started at UC Santa Barbara. The California Coastal Commission was created from a statewide initiative. And if you don't know that the California Coastal Commission is the leading edge, if you will, of the local Agenda 21 and Agenda 21 in general in California, then you've missed a very important part in your research. The California Coastal Commission was created. This commission today has powerful control over human activities that impact California's coastal areas. The State Land Commission banned offshore drilling for 16 years until the Reagan administration took office. You wondered why we went from 30-cent gasoline to a dollar gasoline? President Nixon signed the National Environmental Policy Act, of 1969. NEPA? You ever tried to buck a NEPA process? Ever tried to work your way through NEPA? Again, leading the way to the July 1970 establishment of the Environmental Protection Agency, which will now clamp down on all possible offshore drilling and probably continental drilling as well, with so many new onerous regulations that none shall be so bold nor so wealthy as to be able to venture into the process of drilling for oil anywhere close to continental United States. California Environmental Quality Act, the CEQA, became law. Federal and state regulations governing oil drilling were strengthened. A CIA-owned U-2 spy plane took the first ever air photo reconnaissance images of Santa Barbara for peaceful purposes other than mapping of denied territory. A CIA-owned U-2 spy plane. Anyone remember those gliders? Federal government founded the Civil Applications Committee, the CAC, aimed at coordinating intelligence and military systems for national emergencies. The federal government founded the Civil Applications Committee. It's war. Now, after 33 years, the authors continue, and as memories fade, the impacts of the post-spill consequences for environmental policy outweigh historically the physical impacts of the spill itself. Yet, the oil industry and coastal environments remain in a state of uneasy coexistence. There are still many oil spills, 37 nationally in 1994, and many of them have far exceeded that of January 1969 in magnitude and even consequences. Current politics have again placed a strain on the protected status of our wildlife refuges and even national forests, while the automobile industry has exploited pollution law loopholes to sell cars that consume more and more gasoline. In the short term, the positive consequences of conservation seem overwhelmingly obvious. In the long term, perhaps in alternatives to the privately owned internal combustion engine may make the uneasy coexistence a historical footnote. As geographers, we have a special responsibility to remember the devastation caused by the Santa Barbara oil spill in 1969 and its costly lessons. And so, there is that. Let's jump over here. This comes off of the E2 Wire, the Hill's Energy and Environment blog by Ben Gaiman and Jim Snyder. E2 Roundup? BP struggles with containment options, federal regulators under scrutiny, and Gulf industries brace for big losses. BP is moving along several fronts to try and stop the Gulf of Mexico spill. The ongoing spill has altered the political landscape in Washington. This is new news, by the way. Today, May the 4th, at 7:17 a.m. Eastern Time. Excuse me again. Well, there's a break. We'll take the break. We'll come back right after these words from our sponsors and go into the modern side of this dilemma.
A debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As we move through these news articles on this oil spill, keep it firmly in mind. As Alan Watts says, there's the reason and then there's the real reason. Let us also understand the misdirection that can occur when you have the illusionist, the magician. While the magician is doing a trick with one hand, he may also be performing a trick with the other. So let us not overly focus on this particular issue. Keep the radar up. Keep your antennas run all the way up. Something else very big probably is going on that is sliding along quietly like a snake in the grass while everyone's eyes are fixed on the Gulf. But we'll fix our eyes on the Gulf for a little bit more this morning. Again, reading from an article found on E2Wire, the Hills Energy and Environment blog. Continuing, BP again is moving along several fronts to try and stop the Gulf of Oil Mexico spill. The ongoing spill has altered the political landscape in Washington. We're going to catch that as well in a moment. Down in the Gulf, the New York Times reports on BP's efforts to deploy a containment dome and other plans to stop the oil gushing from the damaged deep water well. The company was also planning to install a shutoff valve at the site of one of the leaks on Monday. But the seas were too rough, delaying that effort. Heavy winds damaged miles of floating booms laid out in coastal waters to protect the shoreline from the spreading oil slick, which appeared to be drifting towards the Alabama and Florida coasts and the Chandler Islands off Louisiana's southern tip, the Times reports. On Monday, lawyers representing environmental groups, as Hal Anthony said on his broadcast yesterday, there's a new sucking sound in America. The sucking sound as all of the attorneys flood into the Gulf states for class action lawsuits and every other kind of lawsuit. The new ambulance chasers, this time are chasing the oil spill. Count on that. On Monday, lawyers representing environmental groups, workers from the oil rig, and fishermen who have been hurt by the leak leveled fresh accusations against BP, as well as Transocean and Halliburton. cast of characters continues to expand. BP leased the rig from Transocean. Halliburton was providing several services on the rig, including cementing. Didn't we hear about that in the other article from Santa Barbara? Which is a method of sealing the well to control pressure from the oil and gas beneath, their piece adds. Interior Department regulators are under scrutiny, too. Remember Wally Hickel? Well... The Wall Street Journal checks in on new questions about the adequacy of regulations imposed by the Interior's Mineral Management Service, in other words, the IMMS, which oversees offshore drilling. Think Ken Salazar. The piece follows up on the journal's coverage of the apparent absence of requirements that rigs have remote-controlled systems to activate emergency well-capping devices that fail to properly deploy. The journal's article revealed that the Deepwater Horizon oil rig, which caught fire and sank in the Gulf in April, didn't have a remote control shutoff switch used in two other major oil-producing nations as a last resort against underwater spills, the paper reports. How were they able to get away with that, ask Ken Salazar. White House Chief of Staff, I love children's testicles and pliers, Rahm Emanuel, said he brought concerns over the failure of BP to use a remote control shutoff switch to President Obama, showing him the newspaper's coverage. They didn't find out about it until the newspaper. I don't suppose they have talked with their own Interior's Minerals Management Service lately. The fishing and tourism industry faces massive loss. Sound familiar? The oil is threatening to damage very sensitive ecosystems and species along the Gulf Coast. What are we doing? Cut copying, pasting from the Santa Barbara newspapers to today? 40 years later, the Washington Post on Tuesday notes that there are huge financial stakes for Gulf industries, too. The economic implications of the disasters are potentially mammoth, but highly uncertain. The annual commercial seafood harvest, well, we've heard all of this. It remains unclear Monday how much damage those industries will incur from the oil spill and how long that damage will last. The research group estimates that $1.6 billion in annual economic activity is tied to the wetlands directly exposed to this spill. The overall economic implications are even greater, the story later adds, quote, but some analysts see potential for even more dire outcomes. David R. Kotok, the chief investment officer of Cumberland Advisors, laid out scenarios in notes to clients that ranged from damages in the tens of billions and years of cleanup to a cost in the hundreds of billions that leaves the Gulf as a damaged sea for a generation. All right. A little bit of interesting stuff going on there. But the United States is not going, this is not going to go under the radar of the senators. Here's a senator's article here. Let's see if we can pull this guy up properly. This is another article from another source. Let's see if I can get the source. Here it is, CNN US. Senator can't let BP off the hook. This was reported on a bit yesterday. But lawmakers will meet with environmental groups. See how that other article from Santa Barbara is a mirror image of this one? Lawmakers will meet with environmental groups Tuesday to gauge the impact from an explosion aboard a BP oil rig that uncorked a gusher of oil off the coast of Louisiana. So from its humble beginnings in Earth Day in 1969, now senators meet with these groups in this pluralistic world that we live in today, as if they were actual parts of government. Of course, in the public-private partnership arena, in Consensus America, they are a part of government. Democratic Senators Frank Lautenberg and Robert Menendez, Lucy, of New Jersey, along with Bill Nelson of Florida, will talk to officials from the Sierra Club and Environment America to discuss courses of action as the impact of a potential disaster continues to unfold. Don't lose sight, track of the fact that Robert Rubin has much to gain in all of this if we move away from gasoline and oil in our automobiles. He has an electric car in the wings. Don't forget Lawrence Summers. Lawrence Summers, a major player. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan's special representative to international migration and development, and then followed on in that scenario, that position under Ban Ki-moon, before joining Barry the Usurper's administration as a financial guru. Lawrence Summers is involved in all of this as well. He's still agitating for climate legislation, as well as immigration legislation. You see how all this works together. On Monday, again, the lawmakers introduced legislation to do away with the existing $75 million cap on oil companies for damages resulting from such spills. Mike Chambers covered all of this yesterday on his broadcast. We didn't go into it too much. But BP says it'll pay for this mess. Baloney, said Nelson, referring to the oil giant that owns the well at the heart of the problem. Remember, shared yesterday, BP's first quarter earnings somewhere in the neighborhood of, what was it? $608 billion. These guys ain't broke. They're not broke by any means. Let's go over here and look at this article. New news today, May 4th, Bloomberg. BP Gulf oil spill reshaping the energy debate in the U.S. Congress. The oil leak spreading 5,000 barrels of crude. What happened to that 200,000 we were hearing about? 5,000 just kind of came in and went out. 5,000 feet below the deep water horizon was the wellhead. They just kind of cherry-picked that number and said 5,000 barrels. I think we've been hearing 200,000, haven't we? But they're using it now. A new talking point has formed. The oil leak spreading 5,000 barrels of crude a day in the Gulf of Mexico is reshaping the politics of the energy debate as Congress considers U.S. climate policy and lawmakers brace for the November elections. Yes, elections are straight ahead. In 1969, there was a 16-year moratorium following the Santa Barbara spill from offshore drilling, which put us so far behind the rest of the pack that OPEC and the rest of those oil-producing nations have been just cleaning our clock on a regular basis. We've been playing catch-up ever since, but you're gonna expect this from the Terminator. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, oh yeah, Republican, withdrew his support for offshore oil drilling yesterday following a similar move by Florida Governor Charlie Crist. Well, there's that.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Looking for news and real information?
You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And of course, we really don't need to tell you all about how it was back in the early days, in 1969 and forward, with this idea of raising hell, you know, the free speech movement out of Berkeley, California and all that. But this was also the time period when we started to have this idea of investigative reporting, where we started to blow the whistle on some of the corruption that had formerly been going on in the background. And this is a little pamphlet that I've had for many years, Raising Hell, a guide to the fine art of uncovering corporate secrets, government lies, and other dirty tricks, an investigator's handbook. This is much the handbook of many people doing internet research these days. This table of contents goes on and it continues, but this is about, this was published by the Foundation for National Progress. Wait a minute, progressives? Well, hold on. And was prepared with the assistance of Michael Miller, Arnold Levinson, and Lori E. Lieberman. Well, gives you a little bit of an idea there, anyway. Then it continues. This is the introduction. We'll go back to the article on the oil spill in a moment. Here's the introduction. One evening, as she was approaching her 100th year, Mary Harris, quote-unquote Mother Jones, was introduced to a college convocation as a great humanitarian. Remember that word, humanitarian. When she took the podium, she hollered, "I'm not a humanitarian. I'm a hellraiser." And thence was born this idea of being a hellraiser. That's where our title comes from, the author writes. Mother Jones was one of the most effective organizers of her time. She organized anti-child labor marches to Washington, mine workers' unions, prison reform groups, and protests against the Spanish-American War. She was effective not only because she was organized, but because she knew where to strike. And she knew where to strike because she knew how to investigate, uncover corruption, and expose the weak spots of power. And this book is about her art. Well, that's some of what we do here, too. But also understand that the sauce that is good for the goose is often good for the gander. And there is just as much agitation and muckraking going on the side of the environmentalist as it is, there is on the property rights activist. So, go back into this article, and again, welcome you back to our Tuesday, May the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we get underway in the second hour, certainly going into this oil spill with a little greater detail. Again, the oil leak spreading 5,000 gallons or 5,000 barrels of crude a day, we know that number is very short, is reshaping the politics of the energy debate as Congress considers U.S. climate policy and lawmakers brace for the November elections. We went into that with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Charlie Crist, and then one official who said the drilling should continue is former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Sarah, I quit my office early. Palin. Sarah Palin, darling of the Dick Armey and Stephen Forbes Tea Party movement, the 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee under John McCain. I love to wet start jets. The Hanoi songbird. Anyway, in 2008, Republicans made expanded offshore oil and gas exploration central to their presidential campaign platform, punctuated by chants of drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Quote, "This is really a major setback both for climate and, of course, also on energy policy," close quote. Daniel Yergin, chairman of the IHS Cambridge Energy Research Associates, said in a Bloomberg radio interview yesterday, quote, "Everything now is obviously on hold." We talked about that a little bit right out of the mouths of the Master Blaster himself. Well, we'll be right back. Hour number two underway. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of the broadcast, we went deeply into this BP oil spill. Still going there today. Going to go through that the rest of this hour, probably. But if we do terminate any of these articles soon, and I've got more on the browser than I know what to do with, then we'll go into a little bit of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin and think about the noosphere, the mental sphere on the planet. But let's go back to this article off Bloomberg again. Looking at the great problems that are coming on us and at us from the Senate side of all of this. This is a really major setback, both for climate and, of course, also on energy policy. Again, Daniel Yergin, chairman of the IHS, Cambridge Energy Research Associates, dropping down further in the article. They talk about the leak began after an April 20 explosion. We all know that now. On the Deepwater Horizon, an offshore drilling rig owned by Transocean Limited and leased by London-based BP PLC. And the rig sank 2 days later and settled on the ocean floor. I'm just going to sidebar. It settled on the ocean floor approximately 1,500 feet, a little over a quarter of a mile from the wellhead, with about 5,000 feet of pipe, undisclosed. I don't know what kind of pipe it is. It either looks like a pickup sticks program or it looks like a pile of spaghetti, but there's 5,000 feet of pipe laying someplace between this downed oil drilling rig and the wellhead. That's going to be a real problem, can of worms to unravel. The rig sank 2 days later, and the oil has spread to within 5 to 10 miles of the Louisiana coast, threatening the region's fishermen, shrimpers, and oystermen. Continuing, BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward met with the Usurpers Administration officials yesterday to discuss how to manage the spill. Hayward and BP American Chairman Lamar McKay had talks with Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, Interior Secretary Wally Hickel, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lisa Jackson, that said a White House statement. So once again, we go back to our 1960 Santa Barbara oil spill and many of the agencies and administrations that were set up at that time are now on the table today. Discussing something very similar. The government officials requested an update on how BP plans to ensure an effective response in an affected Gulf Coast states. According to the statement, it, quote unquote, it was a very constructive dialogue. And they call that dialogue to consensus, Hayward told reporters afterwards. Hayward claimed responsibility for the disaster on behalf of BP during an interview yesterday on NBC's, quote unquote, Today program. I don't know, y'all, maybe some of you watch that, and vowed to clean up the spill in tandem with the U.S. government. There you go. In tandem with the U.S. government. You know, it's government by us, right? That's what Obama said. It's government by us. Well, he was looking at the teleprompter and he wasn't pronouncing the periods, the U period, S period. That's government by us, government by U.S. government. Engineers are working to cap the leak. Officials from BP and Transocean will hold a closed session today with members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said an aide to Representative Edward Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat. So the article continues. This is all up on Bloomberg. Committees to investigate, at least three committees, the House Energy and Commerce, House Natural Resources, and the Senate Energy and Natural Resources, plan hearings to investigate the spill during the next month. The usurper on March 31st agreed to open new sections of the Atlantic coastline and the eastern Gulf of Mexico to new underwater drilling. Now, there's the reason for the season. But, of course, to think that his green hide all of a sudden changed spots or colors and that he was all of a sudden happy about and ready to embrace the idea of offshore oil drilling just to find a couple of Republican votes would make me have to pull my hair out. I don't think that's going to happen. So we'd really have to look into this very carefully because this is, I think, a very carefully crafted and orchestrated disaster. Administration officials hoped that the move would help the Republicans win Republican support for the climate bill. Once again, there's Lawrence Summers. Goldman Sachs, Treasury, so on and so forth. From the standpoint of energy independence in the transnational period, isn't that a peculiar statement from David Axelrod? From the standpoint of energy independence in the transnational period, I guess we're in the transnational period now. Domestic drilling is one of those things that we ought to look at, said senior Obama advisor David Axelrod, quote unquote, that hasn't changed. Well, the spill now threatens any deal. Ain't going to be a deal. No deal. I'm not going to have a deal in Copenhagen. They didn't get their deal in Copenhagen, but they need to advance this global agenda. And so before we go down and sit around the round table in Mexico when we have our next climate seance, they'll have to have something like this as a big catalyzing event, wouldn't they? Here's a quote. The Santa Barbara spill, this is how I came onto that lead this morning. Quote, it could have as big an impact as Santa Barbara, said Philip Verlinger, an oil industry expert, referring to the 1969 oil spill off the California coast that reshaped the country's environmental policy and was the catalyst for her first Earth Day in 1970. Quote, unquote, this is a big setback, he said. I want to thank the authors of this article for that particular inclusion. Had it not been for that particular inclusion, I certainly wouldn't have been able to go back and do the research necessary to give you that paper, four-page report this morning. But this is important because this is the point of departure. This was the jump-off point. This was the lead-in to the first Earth Day. This is the lead-off into the whole modern environmental religion, the green religion. The Gulf of Mexico leak solidifies a division in the Senate between Republicans and Democrats on one side who favor more domestic oil and gas exploration and Democrats who don't. Quote unquote, here, to get my vote, any energy or climate bill must prohibit drilling in places where a spill could not reach New Jersey's waters. Why, you bigoted puke. He doesn't care where the mess is as long as it's not in his backyard, said Senator Frank Lautenberg, a New Jersey Democrat. This is the idea of the transfer of wealth scheme. As long as it's being transferred into his pocket, he doesn't care. The abolition of private property, as long as we're not touching his private property, Frank Lautenberg is just down with the Communist Manifesto, right? In one respect, quote, it really hastens the debate, close quote, over an energy bill, H.R. 2454, Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, said Dick Durbin, as he put on his turban, of Illinois, the second-ranking Senate Democrat. On the other hand, the safety of offshore drilling now becomes paramount, he said. It's been paramount for years, Dick. It's been paramount for years. Cameron was given a special deal here. Transocean was given a special deal here to modify a valve. We'll find out about that in a moment. It's a hard case to make until you get down to safety issues, Durbin said. Safety standards? Durbin said he expects the administration to offer new safety standards for offshore drilling. The safety standards are in place, Dick. We just didn't follow them. We gave them a special pass. They didn't install the blow-off prevention devices as they were supposed to. That's why Ken Salazar is involved in this.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
My soul. Come, explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And returning to this Bloomberg article, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who's been working with Senators John Kerry, a Massachusetts Democrat, and Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman, about as independent as your left foot, on a bipartisan compromise, cautioned against making too much of the spill. Quote, "We've had problems with car design, but you don't stop driving," Graham said in Greenville, South Carolina on April the 30th, according to the Greenville News. Quote, "The biggest beneficiaries of this proposal to stop drilling would be overseas oil interests, OPEC, and regions that don't like us very much." Well, yes, that's true. And no doubt it will be. They will be the biggest beneficiaries of this proposal to stop drilling. Although BP will be a beneficiary as well. Higher costs of oil everywhere benefits everybody in the oil business. But anyway, what do you mean the OPEC and regions that don't like us very much? They dislike us for very good reasons. Can you remember Aramco, the oil dollar, petrodollar, all the rest of that? Gulf War I, Gulf War II, Gulf War III, Gulf War IV, Iraq, Iran, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan. Oil pipeline is stand, as Doug Owen says. Oh, yeah. Chris, a longtime Republican running for the U.S. Senate as an independent, withdrew his support for offshore drilling during a May the 2nd interview on NBC's Meet the Press. Palin said the spill shouldn't deter drilling. On her Facebook page yesterday, she expressed sympathy over the accident while saying she still believes in the slogan, "Drill here, drill now, and kill the Arabs." Whoops. She kind of liked that. Well, she didn't say that. I added that. Anyway, so there's that article. Rather interesting, to be sure. Let's see, we're getting some kind of a little dip there. Something going on back and forth. Let's jump over here. I want to pick this one up. It's kind of an unusual place to go to get news. Found this one. It's trying to drop something here. Okay, that's trying to drop, and it did drop. So let's pick him back up right now. You can't drop. There we go. No, trying again to drop. You can't drop. Come back to me. And let's see if we can get our phone bank back in place. And it's ringing but not answering, so we'll just drop that. The phones are now out of service. Not that there was any rush to the phones this morning. But continuing, rather unusual place to find news. This is called the Zionist Gold Report. Never seen this report, blogspot.com. ZionistGoldReport.blogspot.com. Here's an article that they've posted as of May the 1st, a little older. Media MI6 lies about BP's Deepwater Horizon. The story they are trying to peddle, again, this is a blog. Don't take this one around the internet until you verify it. I'm just bringing it out because I found it this morning early. The story they're trying to peddle is a gas bubble just came up to the riser pipe, got into the machinery and exploded when the gas bubble hit atmospheric pressure after the well had been cemented. I almost fell on the floor when I heard that rather improbable claim. Continuing, whoever is writing the MI6 scripts clearly never majored in petroleum engineering or basic mechanical engineering. All wells have a diverter system and lines that go to a flare stack and is flared off and or degassing unit that captures the gas. So there are two diverter lines with a vent in each line, or they are sent to that degassing unit or a flare so gas is vented away beyond the rig. Typically, the diverter is incorporated into an additional annular BOP that sits top of the riser. That's a blow-off protection device there. That sits on top of the riser beneath the rig floor. So unless someone sabotaged both the diverter lines, what the media has said is nonsense about the gas bubble coming up the hole through the pipe and exploding when it hit the atmospheric gas. Bubbles would be vented through the diverter lines and flared or sent to a degassing unit on the rig. If the degassing unit can't handle the flow, then the flow is diverted to the vents. Flare. Typically, any backup manual control valves on those lines are secured with chains and locks so people cannot shut them inadvertently. When you see these types of script deviations from rational and logical petroleum engineering design, like the story of the subsea BOP ceiling and no leak for 2 days after the rig sunk, then a leak starting and blossoming to 25,000 barrels a day, there's 25,000 barrels a day, you know something is seriously wrong with the story they are putting out for the masses. If gas bubbles were allowed to vent through the choke or kill lines to the atmosphere or through an open hole, the entire offshore industry in the Gulf would have burned down long ago. Did someone shut the vents on the diverter lines or monkey with the diverter system? Who knows? There are a lot of ways to sabotage a rig. There are monitors on the diverter system to ensure it's working properly, especially these days as all the new offshore rigs like this have flare vents and degassing units typically and automated controls. It's not like you send a monkey in a greasy coveralls anymore to switch the diverter lines to the degreasing unit from the vents and flare. What is very problematic is the Cameron BOPS has hot stab ports designed for ROV activation, remote operation something, probably. The ROV pulls the seals off the hot stab ports, then an onboard hydraulic pump on the ROV activates the pipe ram or shear ram. This is a go or no-go valve that they took a week to determine that the rams would not activate and both rams failed and all four actuators failed to seal the well is a bizarre assertion. These ROVs are designed to go down, pop the port cover, and plug in their hydraulic lines and activate the downhole rams /BOP. It's beyond me what they were doing down there for a week when it is 24 to 48 hours maximum from the time the ROV is lowered until it surfaces. In theory, you can get it done much quicker. Lots of explanations not adding up. Physics and engineering were like 9/11. Lots of hand-waving by the BP shills to explain the highly physical, improbable events that continue to spew 25,000 barrels a day into the deep Gulf. No longer five. See, they're dropping the two. 25,000 barrels a day. There's no smoking and a high degree of arc, spark control, and safe grounding on a rig floor, and all offshore rigs come with gas detectors and warning systems. And this article continues on and on, and it gives you the engineering scoop. You can find it at Zionist Gold Report. report.blogspot.com. Rather interesting story. Let's find another one here. I do have just a browser full of stuff on this. Let's see. What's this one? Okay. Let's go over here to Ken Salazar. And, no, I don't want to go to that one. But there's many on that. You might go in and do a Ken Salazar approves Cameron blowout prevention, and you'll come up with a whole page full of people looking at this side of the story. Let's see if I can find the one that I really wanted and go this way. Let's see. Who is it? No, not coming. Coming down. Let's get coming to the end here. Coming to the end of all of the various and sundries, let's go to this one. Might give us something. BP Transocean slump on higher spill cost concerns. Rita Nazareth and David Weth writing for Bloomberg. BP, PLC, Halliburton Company, and Transocean Limited slumped on investor concern about the cost of containing a worsening oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. In other words, their stock shares are dropping. U.S. shares of BP, which vies with Royal Dutch Shell, PLC, for the title of Europe's biggest oil company. So here you've got the aristocracy, the elite, fighting with each other. Once again, you have to have a motive, and you have the means, and you have the opportunity. U.S. shares of BP plunged 8.3% to $52.56 at 4 p.m. Halliburton, the world's second largest oil field contractor, sank 5.3% to $31.60 a share. And Transocean, the world's largest offshore driller, declined 7.5% to $78.51. Looks like the investors are getting out of the way. They see a firestorm coming. So do I. But we're not done yet. We have to be in Cameron into all of this.
Home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we proceed again through this particular article off of Bloomberg, keep in mind our studies on the from business law, again, the principals, the agents, and the third parties. We're going to start to reveal a lot of these various and sundry third parties in this story. But as it goes on, it says the U.S. Coast Guard said today a damaged BP oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is leaking about 5,000 barrels a day. Now notice, comma, five times more than previously estimated, period. Is this a typographical error? Or is this just a continuation of the talking point? Five times more than previously estimated would be 25,000 barrels a day, just as we reported from the Zionist Gold Report. Not 5,000 barrels. So, 5,000 barrels a day was what was previously reported. Five times more than that would be, of course, 25,000 barrels. So there's either a typo, an error of omission, or an error of commission in this particular sentence. The growing slick is drifting toward the U.S. coastline, blah, blah, blah. And it says it's going to exceed the Alaska Valdez disaster 1989. So 1969 to 1989, 20 years. 1989 to the year 2010, virtually 20 years. Recurring theme. Obama's plan, the worsening oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico may alter Barry the usurper's five-year plan. We talked about that yesterday. The Goss plan, the Soviets, they always like these five-year plans. Of course, his five-year plan would extend beyond the end of his term of office, so what value would that be anyway? But they do have to stick to their five-year plan thing.
They can't use the little red book as a guide and not use five-year plans. BP said today it's spending $6 million a day to contain the spill and secure the well. It told analysts on April the 27th on a conference call the relief well it's drilling will cost about $100 million. The spill may cost the insurance industry. Now here's the third parties again. You got the principal. Then you have the third parties. The principals, the agents, and the third parties. But the spill may cost the insurance industry as much as $1.5 billion in claims. Remember that one of the things they're trying to accomplish in the promotion or the development of a culture of safety or establishing the safety cult, one of the primary concerns of the FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task force is to avoid repetitive loss claims. How can the insurance industries avoid repetitive loss claims of this magnitude? Why, that's quite simple. Stop offshore drilling. They have a vested interest in seeing it come to an end. The spill may cost the insurance industry as much as $1.5 billion in claims. Of course, they don't tell us how much the insurance industries have bilked out of the oil companies and everybody involved in that process over the last 20 years. A little bit of payback, you know, what goes around comes around. You take a risk and you try and indemnify individuals and corporations against everything that the creator of the universe that can throw at them, from hangnails to hemorrhoids. Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. Here the bear's getting Transatlantic Holdings, Inc., Transatlantic, the reinsurer, divested by American International Group, Inc. What do you mean, divested by America? I thought we just bailed AIG out, but I guess these guys were divested. Said its own cost from the spill may be less than $15 million, according to the company's earnings conference call held earlier today. This out of Montpelier, Hanover. Montpelier RE Holdings Limited, a Bermuda-based reinsurer, may have costs tied to the explosion as much as $20 million. Chief Underwriting Officer David Sino said in a conference call, Hanover RE, Germany's second biggest reinsurer, estimated a net loss of about 40 million euros or 53 million U.S. from the accident, according to an emailed statement. Transatlantic retreated 2.45% to $50.38 a U.S. share of Montpelier, blah, blah, blah. They're tying in the stock shares dropping like stones as this incident unfolds. BP responsible under U.S. laws for the cost of stopping and cleaning up the spill. Of course, we saw that there was some discussion about that yesterday on Mike Chambers' broadcast. Are they actually responsible for all of it, or is most of it going to get dumped on us? BP, responsible under U.S. law for the cost of stopping and cleaning up the spill, hasn't been able to shut the well, which started spewing crude last week after the Deepwater Horizon drill rig exploded and sank off Louisiana. The deep well water was drilling in about 5,000 feet of water to a total depth of about 18,000 feet. Well, that's shallower than we heard previously. These numbers just keep changing on a daily basis. BP will bear the costs associated with an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico that the government has declared an event of national significance. And it goes on. Halliburton, the world's largest oil field services provider behind Schlumberger, said it provided a variety of oil field services to the rig that sank. The company is assisting in the investigation. Well, that's really good. Get the fox into the hen house to find out who killed all the chickens. Cameron, here's where Cameron comes into all of this. Cameron International Corp., the second largest U.S. maker of oil field equipment, tumbled 13% to $38.70 a share, and Anadarko Petroleum dropped 4.1%. Cameron's gear has been used on the Deepwater Horizon rig, which was built in 2001. According to an article I read earlier today, it was built, I believe, in Korea in 2001. A big, cheap Chinese plastic crap device. Cameron's gear, this is important, has been used on the Deepwater Horizon rig, which was built in 2001 to operate in deep seas, in seas as deep as 8,000 feet since the vessel was commissioned. Scott Ammon, a company spokesman, said yesterday. Anadarko is a 25% nonprofit operating partner in the well. Principals, agents,
and third parties. The company has insurance policies with what, $15 million in deductibles for protection on unforeseen events. Andarco spokesman John Christensen wrote in an email, "We're not in a position to speculate on the ultimate outcome." Well, let me go up here and pull this Ken Salazar research page and see what we've got here. Yes, let's try this one right here. I thought I had that one opened up earlier. Come on. Jump to it. Fly into place. Bring that one up because we're going to find out a little bit more. Yes, here it is. G Captain. This is off of a website. It's gcaptain.com/forum, blah, blah, blah. gcaptain.com. And this is the article that is posted here. Again, take it for what it's worth. But listen to this. Check this quote taken verbatim from another forum dedicated to the industry. In what stands to be one of the biggest oil spills in the history of the United States, the possible cause of the spill now appears to be an unauthorized modification of the blowout prevention. This is that BOP valve. The blowout prevention, an unauthorized modification. BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded and sank off the coast of Louisiana last week. 11 rig workers are missing, which was operated by Swiss-based Transocean Limited. But, and it's not; it's only Swiss-based lately. Remember, it comes out of, it was a, what was it, oh my, what is that, Cayman Island. Cayman Island, corporation, principally based in Houston, only recently has switched over to Switzerland, the largest independent driller in the world. Meanwhile, the BOP, British BOP, again, this is the blowout prevention valve, the BOP failed to stop the flow of oil as it should have after the explosion, and every day, now here this fellow says 200,000 gallons, we've heard that number before, not 5,000, not 25,000. Well, they said, excuse me, I'm in error there. They were talking about 25,000 barrels. There's 42 gallons in a barrel. That would bring us right up into that 200,000 level. That's fine. So 200,000 gallons is pouring into the Gulf of Mexico. Fingers are being pointed at BP, even though Transocean was the subcontractor. New evidence shows BP will eventually be exonerated. Underline that. But first, we'll have to play a game of cover our you-know-whats from the subcontractor who reportedly modified, where's this report? I want to hear it. Reportedly modified the BOP without the knowledge or the permission of BP. All right, so it's kind of confusing because we have British Petroleum used as a, an abbreviation here, an acronym, a symbol. And we have BOP, the blow-off prevention valve, used as a confusing symbol. But to the government regulators who okayed the modified BOP. That brings in Salazar again and his bunch. Who okayed the modified blow-off prevention valve? To the Obama administration, who wants to look tough on BP even though the company had no culpability. Everyone but BP is running for cover. Internal records show that Cameron, we've talked about Cameron now, you can type that into your browser. A very interesting search has come up if you'll just type in BP, Transocean, Halliburton, Cameron. Very interesting stuff starts to appear in your browser. We'll be back right on the other side. Close this article out. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back in and closing out this article, a rather interesting one from gcaptain.com. You can find it up on the internet this morning. It has some revealing comments in it. And if you look at the layout of this article, obviously these people, this man or whoever is working here, even the advertisement, it's all about machinery and blow-off valves, backflow valves, expello electronic drain valves. These are the advertisements that go along on this website. So these people, apparently, this person or the people who put this website together are involved in this. They even have a little anchor, you know, as their symbol here, as if they're pretty knowledgeable on this. And it sounds like they are. But again, it says, new evidence shows that British Petroleum will eventually be exonerated, but first we'll have to play a game of cover, you know, it's called CYA, from the subcontractor who reportedly modified the BOP, that would be the blow-off prevention valve, without the knowledge or the permission of BP, supposedly. That would be a plausible denial. All right, they didn't know. They were looking the other way. This is voluntary ignorance in law or willful oblivion. They should have inspected, did not inspect, and therefore they can claim voluntary ignorance, so they would be guilty, I guess. They could be found guilty of voluntary ignorance or willful oblivion on some very critical part here. But the plausible denial is being built. To the governmental regulators who okayed the modified blow-off prevention valve. Government regulators okayed the modified. So, you know, it's not like we don't have regulations. Regulations we have, and we have them in spades. In fact, we're so regulated today that none can scarce put a straw into the earth and pull out anything without having everybody and their brother on them. We've talked about that before. You've got one person who actually runs the shovel and 35 people that are inspecting the job. The 35 that are inspecting the job all get six figures as far as income is concerned, and the Emmanuel Labor, the illegal alien that came across the border to run the number two shovel, he gets $1.90 an hour. Continuing again here, it says, new evidence shows that BP will eventually be exonerated, and continuing, the subcontractor who reportedly modified the blow-off prevention valve without the knowledge or the permission of BP, to the government regulators who okayed the modified BOP, and you've got to ask yourself, why did they dispatch these SWAT teams to go around to the other rigs, what were they doing? Were they looking for explosives? Were they looking for modified blow-off prevention valves? Or were they going around turning on all of the modified blow-off prevention valves? What were they doing? Haven't gotten much on that. Keep looking on the web. Maybe I'll find something eventually. Maybe I'll hear about it on the news. But anyway, everyone but BP is running for cover. Internal records show that Cameron, again, that goes back to the other news article that we got where we got the corporate links on Bloomberg this morning, that Cameron built the BOP and delivered it to Transocean. Before the BOP was put into service, it was reportedly, we don't know who reported this, altered by Transocean with no modification approval or notes. No modification approval or notes. In other words, somebody did some tampering or modifications on the sly. The blow-off prevention valve was then installed, and the modifications are assumed. Again, don't take this to the bank. Don't put it up on, you know, post it up on your major websites. Verify, verify, verify. And the modifications are assumed to have been prevented that part from operating properly. These modifications were discovered by remote operated vehicles whose pictures transmitted to engineers trying to establish why the BPO didn't activate showed the part had been altered. Photographic evidence is being asserted here. Has anyone seen the photographs coming from a remote-operated vehicle? Yesterday, and I guess you'd really have to know what you're looking at. You'd have to be familiar with this particular Cameron-built valve, blow-off prevention valve, to determine how, or perhaps how one could determine from an external view, from a camera, whether it had actually been modified. Yesterday, top British Petroleum executives met with the Secretary of Interior, Ken Salazar, in the U.S. Coast Guard, and told them about the tampered blow-off prevention valve. Now that, there should be either transcripts or Freedom of Information Act request or something to verify that statement. And the fact that BP, or British Petroleum, had no knowledge the device had been altered, period. Meanwhile, back in D.C., in an effort to boost his sagging approval ratings, the usurper is trying to make this into political theater, while his people know this was not British Petroleum's fault. The slow leak of information to the media about the history of the rig and the health and the safety record is an attempt to shift blame away from the agencies who regulated the rig to the operator. You see that sleight of hand trick going on here? Now, who would have, let's say, the motive? Who would have the means? And then who would have the opportunity to make this switch on board this Transocean vessel without the knowledge of British Petroleum to affect what has become an environmental catastrophe? And recall that Barry the Usurper is meeting with the Sierra Club and these other Bugs and Bunny groups today to see what they have to say. Who could forget Earth First? Who could forget all the people that went out, the spikers, the tree spikers, used to go out through the forests of Washington and other logging areas, putting railroad spikes and other bridge spikes into trees so that when these forests were clear cut and taken to the mill, that these spikes would catch in the teeth of the saws and come out at 10,000 miles an hour, causing mayhem to operators and plant equipment and everything else. Remember the tree spikers? Earth First, right? I do. I met one time on a ridge in the Alpine Lakes Wilderness area. I was taking a rest. I was coming out on a Sunday afternoon, beautiful sunny day, hiking along a ridge. And I met one of these fellows on his way in with a very heavy, sagging backpack. Sat down and shared some water with him. Asked him what on earth was he packing into the woods in that pack. I could see it weighed probably 60 or more pounds. And he told me it was filled with spikes and a hammer. He was coming in to spike the trees. I almost shot him with my 44 Magnum point blank, but I resisted
told him chased his ass out of the woods is what I did. But anyway, some people are a little bit more weird than others. Anyway, everyone is trying to cover their own butt, the article says. BP continues to work around the clock and continues to reassign people to the region to assist them with the needs of locals. Let's hope we can get to the bottom of why Transocean modified the part, if they did, and why federal regulators signed off on a blow-off prevention valve that failed to stop the flow of oil. Really wanted to close on that. There's always something. There's, like I started the broadcast out, there's the from Alan Watt. There's the reason, and then there's a real reason. Here's some of the real reason, I think, coming to the surface. But we need to find out what is the modus operandi. How does this advance globalism in the 21st century? How would a disaster of this magnitude advance the sustainable development agenda? How does this advance the green religion? And at what cost? And at what expense? As we said so many times before on this broadcast, sustainable development has precious little to do with environment. Mama Gaia, forget about it. That's the smokescreen that's put out there for all the people that send in their checks on a regular basis. And they get their little stuffed polar bear from one of these nature groups. They send in their money to contribute to the glossy magazines and things like that. And then that money all gets siphoned off. And organizations like the Sierra Club and others just buy up more and more and more and more of the surface of the planet, becoming some of the largest landowners on the planet. They do that because they can talk Ma and Pa into creating a will and leaving their property, their ranches and their farms to these nature groups like the Nature Conservancy and others. Just the same trick that was used by the Jesuits. You know, the Jesuits would just hang on you when you were sick. They would hang over the widow, you know, come every day and clatter their beads, trying to make sure that they get all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed so that they could transfer the wealth of that old dying widow to the church or to their own order out chaos, as they say. But this story is going to continue to build. I'll continue to look at it. We didn't get to the noosphere, but it's all the same thing, folks. It's all the same thing. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it, learned something. Keep digging, folks. We now need to get to the bottom of this. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.